In the Sefer Imrei Das from Ramey Shapiro Zatzal, the Lublin Rav, there's a beautiful drasha on Parshas Chukas. Lublin Rav speaks about Golus, that Klal Yisrael suffer, and he says that when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, there are two elements to the Golus. There's the Golus HaNefesh and the Golus HaGuf. Klal Yisrael is physically oppressed in Golus, but Klal Yisrael is also oppressed in the neshama, where the nachrim don't allow us to do Torah, to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, to grow in our avodas Hashem. And he says, if we look at all of the different times that the Torah speaks about Klal Yisrael suffering, both of those elements are referred to. We begin with Mitzrayim, v'yomer eschayeim, that the Mitzrayim, on one hand, physically oppressed us in a most terrible fashion, but they also oppressed us that they did not allow us to serve Hashem. And we find the same when Yaakov Avinu encounters Esav. He says, we see that Esav took two different approaches, because those two different approaches represent the two different ways what elements of what the Nochrim want to do to us when we are in Golus. The first thing is, as Yaakov meets Esav, we know that Esav wanted to attack Yaakov, and Yaakov had to be prepared for that. After that, and as the Rashi teaches us, that when he kissed him, he really bit him. He wanted to harm us physically. But after that initial encounter, what we find is that Esav says to Yaakov, that Melcha, let's go together. Let's become partners. Let's live in peace together. And it says, Lublin Rav, what does this entire story represent? First, when Esav met Yaakov, he wanted to destroy him physically. And he wanted to bite him. He wanted to harm him physically. When that was his first goal. But his second objective was to kiss him and to want to be friends and to want to travel together, because that represents exactly what they try to do, be friends and influence us and influence the way we live, that they should be able to cause us not to live the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live. He said we could find that the same by Achashverosh and Haman. He says Achashverosh and Haman were both bitter enemies of Klal Yisrael, but they had very different approaches. And he even wants to suggest that it could well be that the approach that Achashverosh was taking was a much more dangerous approach than the approach that Haman was taking. Haman was a bitter enemy of Klal Yisrael. Haman wanted to destroy, kill Klal Yisrael. We know that he's an enemy. Achashverosh, we find as we begin reading the Megillah, that Achashverosh made this huge party, and he made sure to invite all the Jews to participate in the party. His goal wasn't to necessarily physically eradicate us. His goal was to change us, to become like them. And that is much more dangerous, and that's also not so obvious. And he says, if we look in the Pesukim and the Megillah, when Esther meets Achashverosh, she says to him, Kinam karnu ani va'ami lahashmid laharag al-abed. Why does she need to use all those words? So he suggests that the laharag al-abed means that refers to what Haman wants to do. Haman wants to laharag al-abed. He wants to physically destroy us. He wants to physically wipe us out. When she said lahashmid, she was referring to Achashverosh. And she says, I know what you're trying to do. Lahashmid, you want to wipe out who the Jewish people are and what the Jewish people represent. And in fact, he says that's what the Pasuk says, that Achashverosh said, Miuzeh Vezahu. What does it mean, Miuzeh Vezahu? We just learned in Masechet Shavuos, and we learned in Masechet Baba Kama, that Kihuzeh represents Moida B'miksis, a partial admission, something that we can't see clearly. And what was being said here was, there's somebody who is very obvious, what he's trying to do, and that is Haman. What Haman was trying to do is most obvious, what his goal and what he was trying to do. But there's somebody else here, says Esther. There's you, that you are doing it surreptitiously. You're trying to hide behind this cloak of being a friend of the Jews. But we know that your goal is really to destroy us, if not to destroy us physically, to destroy us from being Klal Yisrael. And that's why he explains that the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Yudalar Mebeis says, Moshel d'Achashverosh for Haman. How do we look at this whole situation of Achashverosh and Haman l'mad dava doma? Lecha shayolai tel b'toich sadehu. Somebody has a mound of earth, lecha shayolai charitz, and one has a pit. He says, the Moshel represents exactly the attitude of Haman and Achashverosh. Haman had a pit. He wanted to throw Klal Yisrael into the pit and destroy them, and they should be gone. And Achashverosh had a mound. He wanted to put Klal Yisrael on the mound, and they should be together high up. They should be important, and they should be part of Achashverosh's nation and not be part of Klal Yisrael, and not to be the separate nation that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. And that what happened was that Achashverosh and Haman colluded together, and they had plans that complement each other with the ultimate goal of destroying Klal Yisrael. But he says, so what is the way that Klal Yisrael will be able to prevail against these enemies? And now that we've identified there are two different types of enemies with very different approaches. So he says, the Pasuk in Parshas Bechukas gives us the answer. Al kein yoyim rebeseifa mechemes Hashem. We unfortunately live with Milchemes Hashem. Klal Yisrael is always in battle. Whether it's a milchama, a battle for physical existence, or whether it's a battle for existence of ruchnius, of remaining who we are. And both battles, al kein yoyim rebeseifer, if we connect ourselves to the Sefer, if we connect ourselves to Tiras Hashem, Milchemes Hashem, that all of these Muhammads that we're suffering and all of these enemies who are so terribly trying to harm us, the safer by connecting ourselves to the Torah, that's how we will be able to prevail. The Chazal teach us, the Torah was only given to those people who are the Eichle Amon. What's pshat that was only given to the Eichle Amon? So the Majid Tzareb and the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains, we have to pay very close attention to the words of the Medrash. It says to those that ate from the mon. Remember the parasha in the Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu told them that he's preparing for them the mon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us the mon, and we're not allowed to leave over from the mon. Every day we had enough mon for that day, and the mon was a lesson to us, a lesson in Amuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us on a daily basis. Le'nitna Torah, the Torah was given to the Oichle Haman, to the people who have that Amuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that day what we're going to need. And the Sefer Yad Yecheskel from a grandson of the Yad, of the Divrei Yisrael, explains, what does this mean? He says that a person cannot succeed in learning Torah. La'initna Torah, the Torah was only given la'ichle aman to people who live their lives with amuna. But on the other hand, he says that what is the way to get amuna? The way to get amuna is by learning Torah gives us amuna, and a person who has amuna is the person who could succeed in his learning. And that's how he explains the first pasuk of our parasha. The Torah begins, Zayis chukus ha-Torah she-tziva Hashem lemar, daba b'nei Yisrael. And the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says she-tziva Hashem daba b'nei Yisrael, why does it have to also say the word lemar? Once it says daba b'nei Yisrael, lemar is superfluous. The lesson is that Zayis chukus ha-Torah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael, "Ezoyis chukas haTorah." When, if you live your life with the chukas haTorah lamer and constantly learning Torah and constantly living with the emunah, then Dabra b'nei Yisrael. If that becomes the way we live, the way our entire being is framed by constantly realizing that we need to be connected to the Torah, then Dabra b'nei Yisrael. Then there will be able to be a b'nei Yisrael. But if we don't live that life of chukas haTorah, of learning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that takes care of us, then we cannot succeed. And that's what the Medrash means. The Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, the Medrash on this week's parasha, Adam ki yomis be'oil, ain't the retire miskaimim el mishim meimis atzmai. That the retire is only going to be successful by somebody who is ready to give his life away for Torah. What does that mean? Does the Torah request that we be ma'aseh nefesh? Does the Torah want from us to give up our lives for learning Torah? That is not what the Torah asks of us. What the Torah asks from us is much more powerful. The Torah says, the meimis atzmai, that unfortunately, everybody in this world is not going to be here forever. And what the Torah is saying, what the Chazal are teaching us is, that if a person realizes that life is so tenuous, our existence is so tenuous, and everything that we have and everything that we are is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be where we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to survive, we survive, and if not, not. A person who lives his life with that attitude is the person who can learn Torah. Because what's he going to say? Well, how can I learn Torah? I have so much else to do. How do you know what you have to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we live only with the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we realize that life is so fleeting and that everything every moment is so precious, and therefore we should use every moment that we have in this world to do something positive, to use those moments in the proper way, then we will live a life of Amunah, and we're going to live a life of Torah. Ain't the retiring miskaimim. One cannot succeed learning Torah, when one realizes that life and death and everything else that comes in between is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he realizes the value of life. And he not only does he realize the value of life, but he realizes the value of every moment of life. And the person who begins to realize the value of every moment of life lives a very different life. He lives a life of Zois Chukas HaTorah. He lives a life of Torah. He lives a life of Amunah and Mechames Hashem, and in any challenge that comes up in life, he looks at the Sefer. He looks at the Sefer Torah for the Torah to guide him and for the Torah to lead him to live life as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to live.